Well, it is looking like I'm going to be able to start Into the Multiverse back up again very soon. But for those of you who just can't wait, what happens when antimatter and matter collide? There is a new collider at CERN, that will unravel the secrets of the universe by annihilating matter and antimatter. What possibly could go wrong? We're going to talk about all of that and more on today's Spec Report. All right, hello everybody. Hope you're all doing good. Today's a very good day for us, so we have been cleared to go home. So for those of you who have no idea what is going on, why I'm in a closet, and for those of you who keep making the same joke about Josh Peck being in the closet, it's so original. For those of you who have no clue what's going on, so 3 months ago, roughly, my son Nathan was diagnosed with cancer, a rare form of T-cell leukemia. So the day that we found that out, we had to rush over to St. Jude's in Memphis, Tennessee. We've been here for 3 months. We had to leave everything behind and come straight here for his treatments. He is in remission. He's doing well, but it's going to be a long road to make sure the cancer doesn't come back. They're saying the next 3 years we're going to have to come and go quite often, between home in Missouri and here in Tennessee for treatments and things to make sure the cancer doesn't come back. But he is in remission, and we just found out today that we are cleared to go back home either tonight or tomorrow. So today I am recording a couple of Peck reports for you guys for the next couple of days, and then when I get home the next time, within 2 or 3 days, the next time you'll see a new Peck report, I should be back in my studio. I have a studio at home, with the blue light, and everything looks great. But that's why I've been here recording in a closet this whole time, because we're in a little like rental apartment kind of thing that they have available for people. And there really isn't any place to record. It is a very small 2-bedroom apartment that we have, me, my wife, and our 4 kids packed into. So that's what the closet is all about. But anyway, I want to thank all of you for your prayers. Please keep us in prayer. And because again, I mean, things have changed so often. Anything could change at the last minute. That's happened before. We thought we were going to be going home last week, but some things changed and we had to stay, and so that could happen again. But if everything stays the way that it's looking right now, we should be able to go home today or tomorrow. So now by the time that you're seeing this, hopefully we'll already be home. Again, I'm recording a couple of these ahead of time. So let's get into the main story. Again, thank you everybody for your prayers. But so particle physicists at the European Organization for Nuclear Research, or CERN, they obviously want to unravel the secrets of the infant universe, but now they want to do this by colliding together supercharged particles of matter and antimatter inside a new machine called CLIC, CLIC, a new proposed machine. So this stands for Compact Linear Collider. They're calling it CLIC. It's a proposed 31-mile high-energy particle accelerator. So in essence, CLIC resembles the groundbreaking particle physics going on at CERN's most famous Large Hadron Collider that we talk about quite often. But there are a number of key differences which distinguish this proposed accelerator from its LHC predecessor. Now, according to Professor Aidan Robson, who is a CLIC particle physicist at CERN in the University of Glasgow, the new collider promises to be a much cleaner and more efficient machine than the LHC. So this physicist told express.co.uk, quote, "The idea is the same in that we take particles and we smash them together at very high energies, and by doing that, we induce fundamental interactions that happen at a very high energy scale. then we can probe those interactions and we have the possibility of producing new heavy particles that weren't there before the interaction. This is using the idea from Einstein and general relativity that mass is a form of energy. So if you can get enough energy in a small amount of space, then you have the possibility of converting some of it into the mass of new heavy particles, end quote. So basically what he's talking about there with mass and energy and all that, it all comes down to what's called quantum field theory. Now, this is actually the most accurate science we have available today. So for those of you who watch Into the Multiverse, you probably already know all about quantum field theory because we've talked about it quite a bit. But for those who don't, this is how the LHC actually works at CERN. If quantum field theory were not true, the LHC would not work the way that it works. It wouldn't be possible. And it really all comes down to what particles actually are. You know, we tend to think of particles as these little pieces of matter. But that's not exactly right. That's not what a particle actually is. A particle is a vibration in what's called a field. A field is something that's around you all the time. So you could think of the gravitational field, the field of gravity. It's around us all the time, you know, and a lot of that is because we're on Earth and, you know, the Earth has gravity, so we have gravity all around us. But even in very far stretches of outer space, when you're not in close proximity to any stars or moons or planets or anything like that, there's still a gravity field. It's just those vibrations, the value of those vibrations is closer to zero. So you have all of these fields, these different fields for different things. So for every fundamental particle, there's a field. So there's a field for photons. You know, that's the electromagnetic field. There's an up quark field. You know, there's a magnetic field. There's all these fields for every fundamental particle, meaning you can't break it down anymore. You know, like an atom is made up of quarks and electrons and things like that. An atom is not a fundamental particle because it's made of other particles. Similarly, the Higgs boson is not a fundamental particle because it's made of other particles. But things like quarks, as far as we know, are fundamental particles, meaning they're not made of other particles themselves. We don't really know what they're made of exactly. You know, there's some good theory. String theory says that fundamental particles are just vibrating strings. It's really similar to quantum field theory, though I'm on the quantum field theory side, although there probably is a way to marry those two theories. But so quantum field theory says ultimately what a particle is, what a fundamental particle is, it's nothing more than a spike in energy or a vibration, really is a better way to think about it, a vibration in the quantum field. Every fundamental particle has a field associated with it. That's how physicists know that gravitons exist, even though we haven't specifically detected one or seen one specifically, like in an experimental way. Though we have detected gravity waves and things like that. So when the Large Hadron Collider is colliding two particles together, what's really happening there is you're colliding two types of vibrations together. And all of that energy goes into these other fields. There's dozens of fields all around us at all times. Dozens and dozens of them. So this energy, it's got to go somewhere, and it ripples out this energy from this collision. It ripples out into these other fields. When a field ripples, when a field has a vibration, that's a particle. Every particle has every fundamental particle has a field associated with it. Sometimes, if you get three or four fields going all at once, then you'll get a more complex particle, depending what it is. That if quantum field theory wasn't correct, the LHC would never work because this energy would go out. If fields didn't exist, then you wouldn't be able to produce a new particle from the collision of old particles, because it's not like these two particles are smashing together and combining to create a new particle. That's not what's happening. You know, the typical view of particles, I kind of compare it to this. The way we think of particles is like if you take milk, ice, and a banana, you throw it in a blender and you get a milkshake. All right, that's typically kind of how we think of particle collisions. You know, you take a couple particles, you smash them together, and you get a new particle that's made from those parts. But that's not what's happening. What's happening is more akin to taking a banana, ice, milk, throwing it in a blender, and getting a gold watch out of it. You get something completely different. That shouldn't be possible unless quantum field theory is true. If particles are really nothing more than vibrations in quantum fields that are all around us all the time, if that is true, then this weird thing is what we would expect to see, and that is what we see. So we know that quantum field theory is true. Again, it's the most accurate science known to man. The predictions involved in quantum field theory are through the roof accurate. No other science has been able to produce more accurate predictions. So it's really interesting how God formed everything and how we're all put together. So those vibrations create new particles and when we say new particles, we just mean particles that we haven't detected before, or we're not familiar with yet. So that's what's happening right now with the LHC. So now what they want to do, and you know, the idea is the more energy that you can get, the bigger a collision you can get, the more heavy massful, the more heavy particles you can create. You know, because again, energy and mass kind of go hand in hand. So that is why, on the surface, that's why they're trying to create bigger and bigger explosions, collisions. Now, I do believe, and Tom Horn and I wrote about this in Abaddon Ascending, I do believe that there are some in power some within CERN, not everybody, but I think there's a very small number of individuals within CERN who are pulling the strings, who have more nefarious purposes in mind. You know, I don't buy into every CERN conspiracy theory that I hear. Actually, a lot of them are pretty unfounded. But in my personal research, in writing Abaddon Ascending and just keeping up to date, there seems to be a pattern at play where there's a small number of individuals within CERN who are using this towards what you would call more spiritual or religious reasons. They're using this to try to open up some communication portal gateway to another world. Some have gone on record to say this. And, you know, it's masked under this veneer of scientific exploration. But the way they talk about it, you know, I'll say this without rehashing the entire book, but it's not a mistake and it's not a coincidence that Shiva, you know, the destroyer god, that a statue of Shiva is put right outside of CERN. Yes, it was a gift, and we get into all that in the book. Also, the location of where the LHC is, that location is not an accident. It's not coincidence. So with this new collider, CLIQ, this has greater potential for the scientists to create more disastrous. Now, again, this is on a quantum scale. It's a very small scale, but more disastrous collisions that could send more energy, ripple more energy out into these fields. Now, there's always the concerns about black holes and things like that. And now I will say this, the same math that predicts black holes at certain energy level is the same math that says the black hole will close before, you know, in fractions of a second, before it could ever be remotely dangerous. So, you can only really do so much with that. That only provides a certain level of comfort. Now, me personally, because, you know, I believe in the Bible and Bible prophecy and stuff, I'm not worried about a black hole swallowing up the Earth. You know, when we read a Bible prophecy, that doesn't seem to be the case. That doesn't seem to play a role in it. But according to certain prophecies like Revelation 9, it is possible that some type of doorway will be opened. Could this new particle collider be the thing that opens it? We're going to talk a little bit more about Click and about everything that is going on in terms of Bible prophecy and quantum physics and science and all that. But before we do, I got to tell you about a couple of things. First, you really should check out Ultimate Bundle's Healthy Meal Planning. It is fantastic. If you want to lose some weight and stay healthy, I highly recommend this. So they have over 1,000 whole food recipes. There are 38 done-for-you meal plans to choose from. You get nutritional info for every recipe. It's indexed by dietary needs and health goals. It integrates with a Real Plan app. And you get to spend less time in the kitchen. You know, I wish that I knew about this when I was trying to lose weight. So for those of you who have followed me for a while, you know, you can look at my stuff from like a year ago and see how heavier I was. You know, I used to be a lot bigger than I am now. Now, I went full-blown carnivore diet. I just did nothing but beef, salt, and water for 3 months, and I dropped a ton of weight, and I felt great. I'm actually thinking about doing it again. Since that time, I've been just doing keto mainly. Now, since we've moved here to Memphis, it's really hard to stay on a meal plan when you don't have access to all your food sources and things like that. So I've gotten a little bit off of my diet, but as soon as I get back home, I'm getting back into it. But I wish that when I was first looking into healthy eating, I wish that I knew about the Ultimate Bundle's healthy meal planning. But you don't have to worry about it because I'm telling you about it now. You know, I only promote things that I think can help people out there. And that's why I don't really promote a whole lot of things. I have 4, 5, 6 maybe different things. But this is definitely one of them because I think it can really help. I mean, if nothing else, you will spend less time cooking in the kitchen and you'll have healthier food for you and your family. All the guesswork is done. All the research is done for you. You also get like 5 e-courses and 5 e-books. You get a whole bunch of extra stuff. So if you want to see what's in this package, what does it hurt to check, right? You can click on the link in the description below, or go to dailyrenegade.com and find the banner. You can do that, but it's a fantastic deal. It's something you definitely want to check out, and you can remain healthy while you do it. So, you know, what better reason to have? Also, while you're there, check out my friends at Guitar Authority. I've been playing guitar for over half of my life, and these are the best guitar strings. If you don't play guitar, I'm sure you know somebody that does. Go ahead, check out Guitar Authority guitar strings. You can go get to guitarauthority.us or just go to dailyrenegade.com and find the banner on the sidebar. But even if you don't play guitar, I'm sure you know somebody that does. Buy them a 3-pack. They'll love you for the rest of their lives. Okay, now we're going to talk a little bit more about this Click thing, but we are going to switch it over to member only. So become a member of Daily Renegade today to have full access to ad-free and exclusive videos that you cannot find anywhere else. You will not find these videos here on YouTube. You will not find the extended versions of any of these videos anywhere else online, only at dailyrenegade.com and only for members only. You'll get full episodes of Peck Report. You'll get Apollineering with Seth McVeigh, The Christian Contrarian with Gary Wayne. You'll get the Z Files from the fine folks at BioWarrior. And a lot more. You'll also have access to our members-only message board, which is becoming a full-blown forum very, very soon, where hosts and viewers can fellowship together. So a membership to Daily Renegade is only $10 a month or $100 a year, which that's actually the better deal, because then you get 2 months for free, and you only have to pay once, and you don't have to think about it for a whole other year. That is a great deal. But either way, it works out to be less than a cup of coffee a day, and it breaks down to you having access to 3 or 4 videos, sometimes more, for every $1 of your membership. So to be a member today, Just click on the link in the description below. It's that easy. Or you can sign up at dailyrenegade.com. Make sure you do that, and then you can get the rest of this video and many, many, many other videos, exclusive content that you can't get anywhere else. That is what keeps this ministry alive, is your membership, and you are free from censorship at that point. You don't have to worry about YouTube deleting your favorite videos, which I'm sure you probably notice has been happening quite often. So make sure you do that and head on over there today, and we will we'll see you there. So for everybody on YouTube, thank you so much for joining. Please subscribe, click the bell for notifications, and again, please consider becoming a member. For members only, hang on the line. We will continue our discussion. All right, everybody, take care and God bless. All right, members only, thank you so much for your membership. It really keeps us going, and it's just great having you as part of the family. So we talked about quantum field theory and what all that means. Now, going on with this click collider, where the LHC smashes together heavy particles of protons around a circular track near the speed of light, click would smash together electrons and positrons in a straight tunnel. So this is matter and antimatter. Electrons are one of the fundamental particles under the standard model of particle physics, and positrons are their antimatter counterparts. So it's a reverse charge. Now, when matter interacts with its exact antimatter counterpart, in this case, negative electrons with positively charged positrons, the two cancel each other out in a flash of pure energy. So electrons and positrons, they're also almost 2,000 times lighter than protons. And this makes them both easier and more difficult to work with in different ways. So protons are heavier and easier to accelerate as a result, but they break down into fundamental quarks, meaning their collisions produce more background noise and not the interesting stuff they're looking for. Professor Robson said click creates a much cleaner environment than the LHC, with more precise measurements and fewer particles to sift through. But what exactly are the scientists hoping to achieve with these high energy collisions? Now, ultimately, all of the experiments at CERN aim to answer the fundamental question about our universe and how it's built. That's most physicists, I believe, most physicists. Again, there's a small group of really shady individuals, but I think most physicists, that's the aim. Now, again, you know, the road to hell is paved in good intentions, so whatever their intentions are, it doesn't mean what they're doing is fine. But particle collision experiments recreate on a minute scale the conditions present at the birth of the universe. This is the belief, at least. Now, when particles like electrons collide at really high energies, they enter an intermediate state of pure raw energy from which new particles can emerge. So far, this has allowed scientists at CERN and the LHC to discover in 2012 the Higgs boson, which is a fundamental particle and manifestation of the Higgs field through which all other particles gain mass. You know what? I made a mistake earlier. I said that the Higgs boson was not a fundamental particle, and it is. I'm surprised that I said that. So apologies for that. It obviously is, because it comes from the Higgs field. So it is a fundamental particle. I'm surprised I made that mistake. So anyway, sorry about that. For people on YouTube, I'm sure will catch me on that. But you guys, you members, you are the only ones who are getting the mistake. So you'll get the apology. Sorry about that. I'll just have to deal with the negative comments on YouTube later for that, for people who are paying attention. But Professor Robson said, quote, "In that moment of the collision, you have a pure energy state, and then that energy can be converted into the masses of new particles. So for example, sometimes you could produce a muon and an anti-muon, but it's not that the muon and anti-muon were somehow inside the electron and the positron that we started with. They're annihilated. They've gone, but then the energy is converted into these other particles. And so you can create particles that we know about, or we hope you can create particles which we haven't seen yet." End quote. So particle physicists also hope to learn more about the nature of dark matter, you know, a mystery substance which has so far remained undetectable, but explains why galaxies have more gravity than they should. Also in Abaddon Ascending or Unraveling the Multiverse, maybe both, I wrote about what I think is the most plausible explanation for dark matter, that this is actually extra dimensional or spiritual matter. You know, we know there's a creation beyond physical creation. We know there's a spiritual creation, but I believe that the spiritual creation is more real than physical creation. I believe it's more solid. And if that's true, we wouldn't be able to see that, but we would be able to detect its effects on gravity. You know, in fact, even the Earth itself has more gravity than it's supposed to. And I wrote about that in that book, which is interesting because if there is the presence of spiritual matter, that would explain the extra gravity. So, you know, experiments have shown that, which is really interesting. But, you know, from physicists, it'll take a while before Qlik takes off from the ground, and there are other particle accelerator proposals on the table. So, for instance, the Future Circular Collider, or FCC at CERN, is a proposed 62-mile-long accelerator, which is more akin to the LHC. The first stage of getting Qlik approved involves Professor Robson traveling to the European Strategy for Particle Physics, which starts on May 13th in Granada, Spain. And during this international symposium of particle physics, Professor Robson will advocate for the funding needed to build Qlik in three stages, starting in 2026. So we still have a little ways. He said, quote, "It's really hard to guess what will happen, but as far as Qlik is concerned, I think we're in a really strong position," end quote. So we'll have to keep up on this and see what happens. And we are still a little ways off, but it's still important to keep up to date on what's happening. All right, as always, I would like to know what you think about all this. Please leave me a comment in the either in the message board or in the comment section of this video. And thank you so much for joining us. What do you think is do you think that CERN is going to play a role in Bible prophecy? I certainly see a possibility for that, specifically in Revelation 9. But again, there's multiple ways to interpret future Bible prophecy because it has not happened yet. All right, everybody, I'd love to know what you think. Thank you for joining us, and until next time, take care and God bless.